Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll find out where the room is at for Thursday Night Football in about 20 minutes. We've also got our lightning bets coming your way. Another hour here. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich on X. Sam is at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Our guest at Kelly in Vegas with us every week on the show in the final stretch, with it being conference championship week in college football. Ways to go in the NFL. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm laughing that Sammy P is in a sport coat and you are in a hoodie. Like, I feel like we got two different dynamics going on right now. Sammy, do you have a nice luncheon or something after this?
I got a hot date after the show, actually. No, we got bear beds every Thursday. So I'm here.
He's in New York.
Filthy city. Yes. Filthy city. Yeah, it's just disgusting. By the way, like, I looked up during the break. Were you, like, ripping a promo for Ron DeSantis or something? You were, like, filming a video. What were you doing?
No. I was doing some stuff for Splash Sports. I'm trying to get things going. That's why you guys got me on a Thursday. I promised my dad I would help him out with a bunch of stuff tomorrow. So I'm trying to just rip through as many content things that are on my to-do list for today.
Is there something else we have to join over there?
Oh, yeah. You know it. Come on.
Got your college football up. I saw it. Yeah.
Well, we have college football up for this week because we do every week, right? But you're going to pick all 9 games against the spread for this week. $25, $10,000 guaranteed. But the interesting one is the one that John Murray and I did last year. We're running it back this year. And it's the college football playoff Survivor. Woo! That one's
here
tough.
Here we go.
That one is tough. That one is a tough one. Last year, I saved Notre Dame. I went back and forth. I bet on Ohio State, but I saved Notre Dame in the splash. So it was kind of like one of those, like, hedges, if you will, for the national championship. It is really tough to win it, but someone's got to do it. So why not us?
So you can see the odds on the screen right now at BetMGM to win the whole thing. If you weren't invested in any team, let's just play this out. You had to make a bet right now on any of those teams on the rail to win the title. Who are you taking?
You know what's crazy, you guys? I have a 10-1 bet on Georgia I made a couple of weeks ago. But Texas A&M, by all intents and purposes, should win the Big 12 championship. I got to figure out what the heck I'm going to do with my Texas Tech ticket. I didn't bet hardly anything on it. I do a bunch of stuff over at Wager Talk, and we were doing a Big 12 preview, and I'm sitting there going, look at these top 7 teams. Any one of them could win the Big 12 this year. And there was a 100-1 ticket on Texas Tech to win the national championship. And I was like, this team spent more money than God in their NIL. Are they going to win it? No. But I can't believe that it's missing a zero from the ticket that I have in pocket for a little C note. And I got to figure out what I'm going to do with that. I don't think it's going to be the Aggies, as you guys have already probably heard. They're losing their offensive coordinator. He's going to be the new head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. Alabama, maybe they win the SEC championship on Saturday. Maybe they don't. I think it's a coin flip game. I just don't think this team has enough grit, right? We saw it versus Oklahoma. They face a good defense, and they kind of cower down. Ty Simpson, you know, Heisman front runner, at least him and Arch Manning were talked about the most to start the season. I'm not buying the hype. I'm going back with the Georgia Bulldogs. I still think there's value there at 8-1. You guys remember, I think Gracie came on the show and told you that it was in the stars for them as well.
Yeah. And Paul was very excited because he bet Georgia. I forgot if it was right before or right after. I think it was before. He bet Georgia.
Nice.
Then Gracie came on, said that. So, he was happy. All right, help me out. Are you taking credit for the changes at Kansas State?
Am I taking credit? No, yes. I'm not taking credit. Listen, I am a spoiled brat, and we can all blame Bill Snyder for that. And that is just hand up. If you are younger than me, I know exactly why you're angry at a 6-6 season, right? I moved to Manhattan in the early 90s. K-State started winning 8, 9, 10 games throughout my childhood, and that was the floor, right? This year, season win total, 8.5 wins. Was expected to go into Dublin, win the game. They didn't, but then they puked all over themselves against North Dakota and Army and Arizona. Then they tried to rebound and just could not get anything going. It was just a really down year for Kansas State athletics. And I was screaming from the mountaintops that I wanted coordinators fired and such. Call me a bad person or don't. I don't care. I'm a fan and I have a lot of passion. And if I was that bad at my job, I would want somebody to fire me too. That being said, hiring the witch was Gracie's idea, because I said I thought that there was a Aer Lingus Dublin college football game type of curse, right? Florida State, look at them. They've still been off the rails. They can't even afford to fire Mike Norvell. At least K-State can afford to pay Chris Klieman to ride off in the sunset, right? Nebraska, they're now on their second coach since they went to Dublin. And Matt Rhule, well, he used to be a good football coach, at least when he was at Baylor. And now let's look at what's happening to Nebraska. And I said, no more. $190 on Etsy, sign me up. Now, is that my doing? I don't know. Maybe it's the witch's doing. Maybe I put that ball into motion, but I'm going to give her all the credit. Mariah lit some candles, pulled some cards, and now all of a sudden, here we are.
Candles. How many people are in the spiritual council now? Is it 4 or 5?
3.
Three. We lost a council member?
No, I mean, Arielle's in the council, but she's not a witch. So, like, I never counted her.
Okay. What is the official list?
Well, Racy? One person probably doesn't want to be named, but Dan Livshatz is in my spiritual council. My,
get out. No, yeah. He's not.
I have a call with him at 2 o'clock. I have a 3-hour drive ahead of me up to my dad's. And I said, hey, I need to call you and talk to you about some stuff. We've already pulled Colin Klein's numbers. We already kind of know it's going to be a great year for Kansas State football next year. Listen, I hope everything I've ever said about Colin Klein is so wrong. How about that? As a K-State fan, I want nothing but the best for my alma mater. Shout out Gene Taylor for being the most badass athletic director in the country. It could be a lot worse. You could have Pat Kraft.
I'm laughing because I just checked Twitter. You know, during the show, we don't really look at Twitter because we're doing a show. I had 22 notifications, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, something happened. Nope, it's just Lifshatz arguing with an account with like 6 followers in my mentions. Yep. Like, that's my 22 notifications. Lifshatz going back and forth with a 6-follower account.
You know, he does the Lord's work some days. You know, I don't have the bandwidth to argue with people anymore like that. But, man, he does a great job of it.
All right. What about the games this weekend? Do you like maybe 1 or 2? Like, where are you at? I know you're very picky, and a lot of times the games that most people are talking about, most people are betting, are not the ones that you're on. So what is your approach to conference championship weekend?
You know, that's interesting, because I feel like the whole world, including myself, is on Indiana, and rightfully so. I mean, how can you not love Kirk Cignetti as an underdog? And I say that loosely, because I know a lot of people don't like him. Our good friend CT Betts actually, I think, hates Kirk Cignetti with a vengeance for whatever reason. But like, as an underdog coach, I think he is absolutely amazing. I want to bet against him as a favorite in some certain spots. But here's an Ohio State team that has just covered all season long. And so I'm waiting for the betting public to come in, and they may be in agreement with me here on Indiana. And that's never a fun place to be. But Ohio State has covered all but one game this year. And what did they do last week? All right, they got the win in Ann Arbor. I think that game was such an important game for Ohio State to kind of just get that monkey off their back. If you guys remember, I bet Ohio State after they lost to Michigan last year. I waited and I took the +550 because I said that was just such a weird game in Columbus. Now they get that off their back. Well, what did Indiana do last week? They just walloped Purdue. Mendoza barely even saw the second half because he's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy already. But I will say the one thing that's kind of keeping me in the wings is the favorite 8-0 straight up and 6-2 against the spread in the last 8 Big Ten championship games. I just think Ohio State's entire persona was last week. They got that business handled, right? Now they can just relax and go into the college football playoff. How much does this Big Ten title game really matter to this team? I'm not sure it does.
So in the Big 12, Texas Tech has been a moneymaker all year, right? 11-1 ATS, and we've already seen this game. They blasted BYU.
Blasted.
Why are we not just taking Texas Tech? Like, is that like oversight or what?
Listen, I can completely understand why somebody would want to. So I have Texas Tech 12-1 to win the Big 12. And
oh, okay.
By all intents and purposes, I should just sit back and do nothing, right? I have
right.
I have a $4 moneyline favorite on this game. Some people are saying, hey, but you should do what you did with Florida and you should take, you know, during March Madness and take the points on the other side and hopefully you'll win both. And I didn't listen to anybody in every single one of those games. Florida didn't cover but one. And that's kind of what this game reminds me of. Yes, they're meeting for a second time. Satake, with all of the like rumors, if you will, to Penn State, whether it was a done deal until the crumble cookie guy came in or not, I don't know. I will say this. If you watched the game last time, Texas Tech held BYU to season low yardage, 67 rushing yards. And it wasn't some big blowout. Like Texas Tech put up big numbers. They only scored 29, but it was basically like 24-0 right out of the gate. BYU did not score until the fourth quarter. It was ugly. I think that Texas Tech may get in to the college football playoff, whether they win this game or not. Mm-hmm. BYU absolutely has to win this game in order to get in. I don't think that they're going to let two Big 12 teams in unless they have the same records, right? So Red Raiders have been great as a double-digit favorite, 21-6 against the spread. I'm kind of on the fence here whether I want to take – if it gets, 13.5, I may really consider taking BYU here. I think that is a little overinflated. I think BYU is a great team. But you're right, Texas Tech has just been so dominant all season long, even against my Wildcats, where I said, hey, this is a lot of points. Look at K-State here at home. The second half, the doors just absolutely got blown open, and that's what they do against all teams not named Arizona State.
Any other games this weekend, whether it be Friday or Saturday, that you like?
Yeah, I like Duke. I know that sounds gross because there's a 7-5 Duke team. Should not get in, right? But the ACC says, well, you guys got the tiebreaker, so here you go. And that's kind of an exciting place to be, right? Because now you're just playing free. You're not worried about anything. All the pressure is on this Virginia team that nobody thought. I think there's one person I know that has a Cavaliers to win the ACC ticket out there. But the first game is the same what Sammy just mentioned with Texas Tech BYU. Virginia just dominated them last month, 34-17. They outgained Duke by 300 yards. It was just gross. But what Duke does is they live and die by turnovers. They are top 25 in both giveaways and takeaways on the year. The reason why they won last week is because they got four turnovers from Wake Forest. So I think that the Blue Devils defense comes to play. Virginia's got some nerves, maybe turns the ball over a couple times. I think 3.5 in a game where I think it should be closer to a pick 'em is very generous.
How about NFL? Anything you love yet?
Woo! I don't know. Love is a strong word for the NFL, Sammy. I don't know if there's ever anything that I love in the NFL. Every week I give out a best bet on Bet on It, and every week I give out a barking dog. And you know what wins? The barking dogs every single week. You know what loses? My best bet. That was until last week, but all I did was saying, I'm betting against the Raiders. And even with Justin Herbert hurt, there was really virtually no sweat in cashing that ticket with the Chargers. They were absolutely dominant. And what did Geno Smith do? Yeah, he got sacked a million times once again. Justin Herbert out for what? 3 or 4 series with a hand injury. And it was just still cake. I don't know if NFL teams quit. There's an argument always to be made. Pete Carroll sure looks like he wants to quit midseason. I feel bad for the guy, Super Bowl winning coach, but he has got his hands full with a Raiders team that is absolutely awful. And the offensive line is all banged up. That doesn't help the running game. Their receiving core has got cluster injuries. Now they're missing Deontay Thornton Jr. because he got a concussion last week. I don't know how you can't just lay it here with the Denver Broncos. And I know that is so square. But the last times we saw these two play was on November 6th in Denver, and the game was 10-7. It was awful. This time, they're playing indoors in Allegiant Stadium. It's going to be filled with Broncos fans. And the Broncos essentially only need 17 points to cover the spread because we know what the Raiders offense are going to do. They might score six. I like the Broncos in teasers. I like the Broncos in Survivor. The Raiders fan base has got to be completely demoralized. Hopefully they're selling all their tickets and it's, you know, two-thirds Broncos fans. It's like one of those scenarios where you just want to keep betting against these bad teams and eventually the mic is going to drop. And it might this week, but I think this Broncos team's a lot better than I gave them credit for a majority of the season.
All right, Kelly in Vegas with us every week here on Bet Sweats. Kelly, best of luck with all your plays. If you have any Survivor entries, you mentioned Denver there. Certainly good luck with that one.
I'm stuck taking the Browns in the double pick with the 2.5 million. I got to take the Browns. And the Buccaneers. No. I am already in.
You're doing the Bucs?
I'm going to do it's a double pick in the $2.5 million guaranteed. I'm going to do one Buc. Well, I have to do two picks, so one Bucs, one Browns.
Right. All right. Good luck. Good luck back in Shador. Well, hope it works. We'll find out where the room is at for tonight next. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out where the room is at coming up in a few lightning bets. I'm sure some college football and plays on tonight will be involved there. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you on a Thursday. Here on Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network. I'm really curious where the room's going to be at on this one, Sam. Really curious.
Yeah, they're going to pick one of two. They're going to go either Lamb or Pickens, and I don't know which one yet, and I'm happy to wait and find out in a matter of moments. Before we do that, though, I know I've shown this before, but it's worth showing again. How great is this Stone Cold Royal Rumble shirt that I got?
Yeah, you showed it off to Shay when we were off air, and he brought it up. Like, of course, he was a huge Stone Cold guy. And it's like, you see that shirt, you hear a name, and like memories just come flooding back. I started thinking about Jerry Lawler on the mic and, you know, all the moments with him against Vince. They can't miss when they do those Attitude Era docs. Whatever format, no, even if it's been done a million times, like I will sit there and I will watch it and I will enjoy the hell out of it as the nostalgia comes flooding back.
I just hear the glass shatter and the music. You'll never forget that. Like, I'll never forget that. By the way, have we talked about the Peacock doc, Monday Night Wars? Have you seen that yet?
The 20 episode one?
Yeah, I watched all 20 of them.
I watched all 20.
Okay.
It was awesome.
It's outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding.
Yeah. Peacock, they've got some decent programming. But yeah, that was really good. I think I binged it like on a Christmas break or something a couple of years ago. I always get stuck watching. There's in my algo, like this, these wrestling interviews pop up or these clips and old stories. Even if it's boring Hitman, like I still get locked in. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll check this one out too. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that backstory. See, that's what's interesting. Like years later, like we have those memories of watching it and stuff and being into it. But also now you're hearing about the backstories and who the jerks were and some of the promiscuous females that are involved with WWE. Who was the most Sunny? Oh man, Sunny Moon. Forget about it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I went on a Sunny deep dive once.
Oh no,
it's bad. Sunny, Sunny went through it, man. There's a couple videos out there. If you want to go down a Sunny rabbit hole, you can, and it's not good. I feel really bad for Sunny.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Thank you, Gertz. We know
she went to jail. She went to jail. Like
Go to jail for? Did you go down a Sable deep dive?
Yes, naturally. Yes.
No. Were you a Sable guy?
Sable? Yeah. Were you not? I was Sunny. You had to pick. It's like Lamb or Pickens. You can only pick one. My favorite of all time would be Trish Stratus. She was my favorite. But in the 90s, it was either Sunny or Sable, and I was a Sunny guy.
I was a Sable guy, but looking back on it, she was so gross. Now you look at it as an adult, I'm like, oh, she, yeah. Paul, you were too, Sable? Sounds like.
I mean, I was a child, but yeah, I remember that being appealing as a 12-year-old. By the way, did you know that Sunny was pre-med? Oh man, so much potential.
No way.
Did not.
According to Wikipedia.
She's doing a 17-year prison sentence right now.
Right now? For what?
Well, there's some DUI manslaughter related charges. According to Wikipedia.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, it's bad. Like I follow this account on X. It's 90s WWF. It's an outstanding account.
Me too. One
day they posted something about Sunny, and I'm like, whatever happened to that old broad? And then I did what Paul just did, and I'm like, oh my god. this is not good. None of this is good.
Joe, I also see what you mean about Sable. Like looking back now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's gross.
Well, now she's with Brock Lesnar, who's also gross.
I saw that. Gross too.
He is?
What is going on?
Oh my They're God. Married. You didn't know that she married Brock Lesnar?
No idea. No idea. I'm kind of proud that I didn't know. Yeah, I'm on the Sunny Wikipedia, and there's a section right before personal life. It's called Adult Entertainment.
Dude. As I said, I've been down the rabbit hole. She has a whole section in her Wikipedia about legal issues. It's a whole section. It's paragraphs.
Oh, in 2016, Vivid Entertainment released a pornographic film featuring Sitch titled Sunny Side Up in Through the Back Door.
Yeah, I've seen it. It wasn't good. Don't worry. Anyways,
how many stars on Letterboxd, Sam?
One. Her tentative release date, according to Wikipedia, is December 2039. So she's in the clink for a long time.
Wow. She's in her 50s now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually, thought she'd be a lot older.
How do we spin out of this conversation, Paul?
I know.
Get us home.
Just hit the room open, Gertz.
Hit the open. Rip it.
Where's the room?
Funny side up. All right, Paul. The room. Where were you at for Thursday Night Football?
It's a hell of a mugshot. Putting that out there. Let me see. All right.
I need to look now.
So I've got to say, like, Sam was right about it being, you know, either Pickens or Lamb on here. I also, I think it was in a break, I nailed someone they're going to be on. And I'm also very happy about someone they're fading. So with all that said, here we go. Most bet props tonight at BetMGM, Cowboys and Lions. Number five, this is interesting. I don't know what to make of it, but Jake Ferguson under 37 and a half receiving yards. It's kind of a
yard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not me.
It's a thing that happened, you know, whatever. Okay. All right. Here we go, boys. Moon. Montgomery under 9.5 rushing attempts.
Let's oh, he's going to have 20 carries. He's going to have 20.
Yep. The overs plus it. 125 right now at BetMGM. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's minus 160, by the way, to go under 9.5 attempts. Have fun.
Surprise it's not higher the way that they do that to the people. Minus 160 and plus 125 is just a joke.
All right. This guy caught a touchdown in front of the second most watched NFL game ever. So, of course, they're betting him. Isaac Tesla? Tesla?
Tesla. Over. Tesla. Paul.
Well, there's a capital S. That's like three letters.
There is. I don't know. Yeah. It's capital S.
My gut said Tesla, but over 35.5 receiving yards.
Way under.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we've seen this a million times.
Yeah.
That's a no-catch game. No catches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think you brought up, Paul, a couple weeks ago. Like, I wish we could bet no catches on these guys, some of them.
Yeah. All right. Pick your fighter. Lamb or Pickens? Who's in the room?
I'm going to say the room is going to go Pickens tonight. That's my guess.
100%. Lamb has actually been like their third best receiver lately.
100%. Pickens over 81.5 receiving yards.
Such a low number, too. It looks so easy. And if you look at his box score, you know, if you follow the people that we constantly make fun of, they'll look at Pickens' last 10 games and see the, you know, big numbers and go, oh, 81.5? Oh, he's gone over this in 8 of the last 10. I don't know why I'm talking like Mickey Mouse, but of course, like, that makes total sense that they're on Pickens.
All right. Number one, whatever. Malik Davis over 8.5 rushing yards.
Don't even know who that is.
Which team is he on?
Dallas.
Cowboys?
Who we play for?
Should have 3-2-1'd it.
Who we play for? I honestly would have had no idea.
I would have guessed Cowboys, but because we know two running backs on Detroit. But he had 3 carries on Thanksgiving Day for 47 yards and a touchdown. Log of 4. Oh, he had a 43-yard run. That's why. Okay. So he's had a long run against Philly, long run against KC. So let's play over 8.5 because he's gone over 8.5 the last 3 games.
Yeah.
Fade. There was a guy, by the way, I was looking at the anytime touchdown market this morning when I was looking at the prices for Lamb and Pickens, and I saw another guy I've never heard of. Who is Hayden Rucci? I've never heard of this person.
What? How do you spell it?
I think he was an extra on Sunny Side Up.
Jake. You beat me to it. Good for you.
Speaking of, for those wondering,
kinda looks
they were
like
not,
it could be.
They were not Sunny Side Up. They were scrambled in the movie, if anybody was wondering.
Jesus Christ.
Hayden Rucci, Rucci. I have no idea who this person is. He's 30-1 for an anytime touchdown.
Looked like avocado
badger.
Toast.
It was, never mind.
Hayden Rucci career, what was Hayden Rucci's career stats? He used to play for the Dolphins. So there's that.
Oh, of course.
You know, Jake's comment is so perfect. His things are falling apart at the seams.
Yep.
Wait, hold on.
Still got 12 to go.
What do you got?
Four games for Hayden Rucci. Zero catches, zero targets, 0 yards, like club trillion. He is club trillion, except I guess with club trillion you have a one. It's all zeros.
Why is he on the board then? I don't understand.
Because they're looking for like a Lions tight end. Because he'll be active, I guess. Maybe. Otherwise, you're going Firkser.
A couple days ago. Yeah. Have you seen this guy?
I'm saying he looks like he could be what Jake was talking about. An extra.
What was Jake talk? Oh, my
God. He looks more like the cameraman, in my opinion.
Enough.
I really, you know, since this is already off the rails, I really would love in the next 11 shows if we could get Lisa Ann. Like, it's so overdue.
I've tried, man. I've tried. Yeah, if you guys got a more direct line.
She's taking herself seriously now. Me too.
She follows me. But I'm about to slide in the DMs.
Do it.
Here we go. I'm sure those
are live on air right now.
Yeah. I'm just going to ask her, you up? Like, randomly.
Could you imagine just reading those? If we ever on, no. I'd ask her to read. Just read the top one. What's the most recent DM you got? Please share.
Well, I'm sure some of them she can't read. They're just pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. If you asked who's the unicorn that we never got on the show, for me, all these years, and I'm not putting it on anybody because we tried to book her back in the day.
Way back.
In like 2017. Yeah. And she followed us both and we couldn't close the deal. That's the one. That's the one that got away. Lisa Ann.
We're the only people ever to not close the deal with Lisa Ann, I guess.
Enough.
That's why we got fired.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Personality and
this,
stuff.
This segment,
most spent anytime touchdown.
All-timer. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, that was Brinson's move the other day. He said you got to go
J-Mo.
To J-Mo anytime. Yep.
Yeah. He's the most popular. CD.
Oh, my
Pickens,
God.
Tesla again.
Wow.
And Dak. Yeah.
Tesla.
Lion, cowboy.
Yeah, Lion's Great. Moon. 25-1.
Gibbs
going
first bet touchdown is the most popular play, of course.
Yeah. I might bet this Hayden Rucci 30-1.
Okay.
I mean, could play Lions tight end roulette. I mean, that's basically what they're doing.
Yeah, I feel like after looking at the guy, we should play him. First touchdown, 35-1. It'd be very funny if this guy is.
No, that's scorer. That's any time. Any time
that's
is 30-1.
What's the first?
Off the board. 100.
Yeah.
100. It's 100 at BetMGM.
Yeah, figured. All right, we'll get to our lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what Lightning Bets coming your way in a few minutes. A lot of reaction on Twitter to today's show, probably for good reason. We're happy you guys are enjoying it, having as much fun as we are throughout the show. Sam, you just sent me something that's completely thrown me off. I'm very disturbed by what I've just seen. Idiot.
So there's a kid who used to work with us at the game. Very long-standing radio station in Chicago, 87.7 The Game. Okay. RIP. And he was a producer. Just, he was one of those kids that was just always extra. Just always had to take it too far and bordered on cringe all the time. He got a tattoo and he posted it on Twitter yesterday. And the caption is, "Ben Johnson promised to change this franchise and city. I'm a lifelong Bears fan, and I've never been a bigger believer. Thank you for igniting the fire." And he posted a picture of his tattoo, left shoulder, basically covering up the whole shoulder blade. It's a tattoo that says "good, better, best" in orange and blue. And it's as bad as you think.
Bro, grow up. I know this name. But he doesn't follow me. I don't think I know him. I know the name from somewhere. So he was at the game in Chicago many years ago.
He used to fill in produce weekends. He did our show a couple times with me and Jerry Riles, legendary Chicago radio show. Here's who this kid is. He got to fill in on Thanksgiving or something once, right?
Okay.
And the next day, his Twitter bio and his Twitter header was him hosting the show. Like, that's the guy. You know, everybody knows that guy. Yeah. Like, you're on TV for the first time. You're on radio for the first time. Let me change my default photo. Yes, exactly. Yep. LinkedIn photo, Instagram, Twitter. There's the tattoo if you're watching live. Nice kid. Just a cringe tattoo. I mean, what are we doing, man? Really? What are we doing?
Yeah.
That's on you forever. Yeah.
My first thought was, does he flame out? Is there? I don't think he does, because we've seen it with a number of coaches. Just go look at the list of Coach of the Year winners and how many of them the hype was so high and then they completely flame out. Some of them are long-term dudes, but some of them are terrible. Like Jason Garrett was a Coach of the Year winner. Matt Nagy was a Coach of the Year winner. That it happens in this league. I don't think he flames out. I also think it's dumb. Yeah, it's been a little over a half of a regular season, and you're going to get good, better, best tattooed on you? I don't know.
It's a bad tattoo. Right. I showed Broussard yesterday because I get off the train, and then I come into the office and get some work done, and I just happened to be on my phone, and I saw Broussard. I go, "Did you see the tattoo?" And he's like, "What tattoo?" So I showed him this picture that you're looking at live if you're watching, and he goes, "Is that Danny Parkins?" I started laughing. I'm like, "No, but that's funny. That's very funny."
Man, he's been retweeting people about it nonstop for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it's attention. I mean, why else would you get that tattoo? Yeah. I mean,
Yikes.
Would never be me. I've got a handful of tattoos. I would never get a sports tattoo. Imagine getting a Bears logo tattooed on your shoulder. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever.
So I saw something yesterday involved in gambling that I want to play for you because I found it to be hilarious and I want to get your reaction. But then I realized, because it was a betting account that put it out there, but then I realized, I'm like, wait, I know this guy from somewhere. This is the guy that came up on the show like a month ago. He's a Costco rotisserie chicken guy. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, he's in line at Costco paying to leave. He bought a bunch of rotisserie chickens, and I was trying to explain he didn't want any LED. So he had a shirt with a barcode on it. Gert says we can't play the TikTok, but here's the audio of the Costco rotisserie chicken guy Jake, we don't have to play the entire thing just so Sam gets an idea.
I don't want any trouble. I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
I need the Costco card.
That's a regular credit card.
I need the Costco card.
Okay, hold on. I got one.
I don't know.
There you go. I don't want to charge it on this card. I want to put it on this card. Scan it. Okay. Done.
Okay. So I'm sending you a link to the video just so you get an idea of what this guy looks like. And it popped up. I was thinking about it because another video of this, I swear it's this guy, popped into my feed yesterday. And I don't know who this is. I guess maybe his thing is in New York. He interviews people on the subway. And he's interviewing this guy about sports betting. So take a listen to the Costco chicken guy talking about sports betting on a New York subway.
Gambling is okay as long as you keep winning.
100% disagree. Gambling is bad.
As long as you keep winning, why is it bad?
Well, how do you win, though? No one ever wins.
Then you just keep doubling up. Eventually, you got to win something.
So in order to win, you keep gambling?
Yeah.
That requires money.
Yeah. So you can always get money. They only charge 3 points a week now.
3 points a week?
Yeah, if you borrow it from, you know, Tony.
Who's Tony?
Fat Tony.
Who the hell's Fat Tony?
Think about it. His name ain't Fat Chaim.
So you're borrowing money to gamble.
You just keep doubling up.
What are we playing, blackjack?
No, sports.
Sports betting?
Yeah.
I think sports betting is about to be a really big problem in this country.
Why?
Because people are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars, going into debt, mortgaging their houses, losing their kids, college tuition.
Not true at all.
What do you mean it's not true?
Not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
The smart ones double up, eventually you get it all back.
You would give this advice to your child?
I already did.
You told your daughter to gamble?
Yes.
And she did?
Yes.
And did she win?
I think she does okay. Not getting rich.
What's the point of gambling if you're not going to get rich?
Because it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's fun.
You get to watch on TV, and if you win, you cheer, and if you lose, you throw the soda at the TV.
Who are you putting your money on? Did you win?
No.
How much did you lose?
Doesn't matter.
How long have you been gambling?
58 years.
And he's still around, all right.
Since I was 15.
How do I get started?
You can either call up a guy and he'll take your action, or go on, you know, one of these betting sites. Give them your credit card.
No, I'm not giving my credit card. I'll call a guy.
And call a guy?
Can I get the guy's number?
When we get private, I'll be happy to give you the guy's number.
All right, I'll call you for the guy's number. I'm also going to need Fat Tony's number.
No, you don't want Fat Tony's number.
There it is. I'm telling you, that's a Costco rotisserie chicken guy. And, you know, there are a lot of people that do this. Just double up. Just martingale the thing. Double up. Oh, I lost? Double the bet. And you're never, ever going to lose that way. That's not me saying
Sounds
it.
Like a great strategy. Yeah. I'm sure this Vegas guy is Dave. Everything I think he looks like. I can't wait to see. By the way, we got a new show review, and we do appreciate your show reviews. If you want to leave them as we're on our way out here, we have like 11 shows left. This is from Bored Vol. And the subject of the review is Odyssey, don't do it. Here's the bio of the review. A great show that perfectly balances camaraderie, humor, and analysis. I blew out my eardrum when Sammy P started using his 2 Coke can-sized vacuum live on the air. There's another comment I'm not going to read, but 5-star review from a guy named Bored Vol. If you would like to leave a review, we will read it on the show, and we appreciate your honesty about what we've been through in the last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, we're not the only ones in this business. It's happening a lot, unfortunately, around this time of the year. That means he was using AirPods, right? Blew out the eardrum?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sam's warned you. He learned over Thanksgiving break, no more AirPods. That's why he's going Sony studio monitors.
That's what Jeff said when he walked in. What's with the headphones?
Because
yep. He's used to sharing my earwax with the bud. Nope. No longer.
He was ready to make fun of you. And then you're like, yeah, I was in urgent care. And then he's like, oh, okay. Yeah. He had a serious look.
Then he laughed in his face anyway.
Yeah, he still did.
Well,
yeah.
As he does. But the joke's on him. I got that banana pudding last night and he wasn't here. I made it out okay. Yep, I did good. The banana pudding at Magnolia Bakery. Insanely good.
What are we betting on tonight?
I'm taking Dallas plus three. That's it. I like Paul's Montgomery idea. I do. I'm rooting for it, but I'm only going to do Dallas plus three. And let me do this as well. The game is tomorrow. James Madison is going to go to town on Troy. You can lay 23 at multiple books. Let's put that in too. So give me the points with Dallas plus three, and I'll lay 23 with James Madison.
Boy, we're laying it this week. I'm taking Texas Tech. So, and you jumped there, title future. I'm going to join you. Taking Texas Tech to win by 12.5. I want to bet that before it goes back to 13. There are 13.5s out there as well. I feel that's a bargain. And sounds like you're with me on UNLV, taking them as a dog.
I'll be on the dog for sure in the Mountain West.
I like it. I'm wondering, since we're already heading in that direction, and people look and see, oh, they're favored by 13. They killed them in the regular season. Boise at home. Does that number continue to climb a little bit? It wouldn't surprise me if by tomorrow night it's a little bit higher in that 5 range. So I might wait on that, but I will be on the UNLV side for sure. I think Gibbs is involved in the passing game a whole bunch tonight, so my props will be geared towards that. Paul, what are you thinking?
Montgomery, 50-plus and a touchdown at plus 440. And I think the Lions win tonight, so I'm buying them at 25-1 to win the Super Bowl.
You are. So you're all in, all in. You need the Lions. And if they lose tonight, that bet's probably dead.
They're dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Cowboys have been running too hot, in my opinion. But
now they got to do it on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Jake, do you have anything on the way out?
I brought up Texas Tech title on the better angle last week, and I was too much of a coward to actually do it. This was the sign I needed. I'm in.
All right. Everybody's in.
Guns
all right,
up.
Good stuff. Sam is out tomorrow. Chris Mack will be filling in, but don't worry. He'll be back on Monday with the show, and you can hear him Sunday as well. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern right here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.